Hi there. The word for you today is four kinds of givers. And today we're talking about basket people. We've been talking about it for the last few days. We started with bag people. That's those who put their money in a bag that's got holes because they don't honor God. And then we talked about bin people. The little widow who had only a handful of meal in a bin when God asked her for it. And she obeyed him, and as a result of feeding the prophet Elijah, she outlived her pallbearer. She survived her famine. And Jesus actually referred to her, immortalizing her forever in the New Testament. What a reward for faith. But today we're talking about basket people. A boy gave his lunch to Jesus, and he used it to feed 5,000. The Bible says, afterward they took up 12 baskets full of fragments. Basket people. They're the ones who find a need greater than their own and say, Lord, here's what I've got. Take it, bless it, and use it. What a contrast this boy was to Christ's own disciples. Notice three things about them. Number one, they tried to escape the problem. You know what they said to Jesus? Send the crowd away that they may go and buy themselves bread. Your faith doesn't grow by evading, avoiding, or escaping problems. It grows by facing them and looking to God for answers. You solve the problem when you position yourself to receive what God has in store for you, and you do that by knowing His Word and exercising faith. And number two, the disciples didn't know what they already had. Jesus said, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. Moses had a rod. Didn't look like much, but it parted the Red Sea. David had a slingshot. Didn't look like much, but it brought down Goliath. You may not know it, but God has given you the answer. He has given you something. He's put something in your life that's capable of multiplying and being blessed once you put it into His hands. The key is go and see. And number three, they despise the day of small things. Here's what they said to Jesus. There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? Hey, instead of looking at your lack and your limitations, look at God's abundance plus His willingness. I mean, if He had abundance and He wasn't willing, you'd be sunk. But look at both His abundance and His willingness to work on your behalf. Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise this small beginning, for the eyes of the Lord rejoice to see the work begin. Bottom line, factor God into your situation. The formula for success is you plus God.